From a dairy farm to the NFL, thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. A dairy farmer turned dairy processor and NFL referee spoke to around 300 young agricultural leaders recently at the Tennessee Council of Cooperatives Young Leaders Conference.
My main message is to thank them for the fact that they're still involved in agriculture, because it is a very difficult thing to be involved in. And I'm tell some of the humorous things that happened to me in my experiences in the National Football League to try to show them that, look, everything's not going to go the way you necessarily plan for them to. There's going to be some bumps in the road, but you know, what you do is important.
Walt Coleman, a 21-year veteran referee in the NFL, grew up on a dairy farm that is now a dairy processor, which is Coleman's weekly job while he officiates on weekends. He says the two jobs, while seemingly unrelated in any way, are actually pretty interconnected when you think about it.
They're a little different. People ask me all the time, why in the world would you get involved in officiating football games and in the National Football League when you have another regular job Monday through Friday? And I say I do it for stress relief, as far as a correlation between the two jobs. It's something that's really important, but nobody knows, nobody recognizes you unless something goes wrong. And that's pretty much what it's like being in agriculture. You produce all the food, you produce everything that a lot of people use, but the only time anybody talks about it is when something bad happens. And that's kind of the same way it is with a referee in the National Football League. You're invisible until something bad happens, and all of a sudden it's your fault.
Coleman's message to the farmers was to keep up the great work and continue feeding the United States and world, even when faced with adversity.
We have to have people who are willing to continue to be involved in agriculture. I mean, whether it's dairy farming or growing, whatever it happens to be. But it's not easy. Nothing that's worthwhile is easy. And obviously what they do is extremely worthwhile, and that's the kind of the point I want to get across.
And that message truly was a touchdown with the young leaders at the conference. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.